Morning Watch, the Holy Word for Morning Revival, Book of Philippians, Week 3, Taking Christ as Our Pattern, Tuesday. Philippians 2, verses 9 to 11. Therefore also God highly exalted him, and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that in the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Related verses. Acts 2, verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified. Romans 10, verses 9 to 10 and 12 to 13. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart there is believing unto righteousness, and with the mouth there is confession unto salvation. Verses 12 to 13. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek, for the same Lord is Lord of all and rich to all who call upon him. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hebrews 1, verses 8 to 9. But of the Son, your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of uprightness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of exultant joy above your partners. Colossians 1, verse 18. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that he himself might have the first place in all things. Portions from the Life Study Messages. The Lord humbled himself to the uttermost, but God exalted him to the highest peak. The name referred to in verse 9 is the name of Jesus, as indicated in the following verse. See Acts 9, verse 5. From the time of the Lord's ascension, there has never been a name on this earth above the name of Jesus. The name is the expression of the sum total of what the Lord Jesus is in his person and work. The words, "in the name," mean in the sphere and element of all the Lord is. It is in this way we worship the Lord and pray to him. In verse 10, we see three levels of the universe: heaven, earth, and under the earth. Those who are in heaven are angels, those who are on earth are men, and those who are under the earth are the dead. The day is coming when those on every level will bow their knees and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To openly confess that Jesus Christ is Lord is to call on the Lord, or on the name of the Lord. The Lord Jesus, as a man, was made the Lord in his ascension by God. Thus, every tongue should confess that he is Lord. This confession is to the glory of God the Father. The Greek word rendered to means resulting in. Our confessing that Jesus is Lord results in the glory of God the Father. This is the great end of all that Christ is and has done in his person and work. My burden is to relate the exaltation of Christ to our spiritual experience. God has already exalted Christ, but have you exalted him? Christ has been exalted in the universe, but has he been exalted in you? The problem is that Christ has been exalted everywhere except in you. This is the reason that I do not care to talk about the exaltation of Christ in an objective way, but to apply this to our subjective experience. Christ cannot be exalted in us unless we take him as the crucified life to be the pattern of our daily life. We should not forget that Philippians is a book on the experience of Christ. Hence, even the exaltation of Christ in this book is related to our experience. We need to experience Christ to such a high degree that in our life he is exalted. God has already exalted Christ in the universe, but now it remains for us to exalt him in our personal universe, in our daily life, in our family life, and in our church life. Proof that Paul's concept was that Christ would be exalted not only objectively in the universe, but also subjectively and experientially in our daily life, is found in verse 12. After speaking of the crucified life in verses 5 through 8 and the exalted life in verses 9 through 11, Paul says in verse 12, "So then, my beloved, even as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much rather in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." The words, "so then," indicate that what Paul speaks of in verse 12 is a consequence of taking Christ as the pattern of a crucified life in the preceding verses. These words indicate that Christ's crucified life should be our experience. It is also true that Christ's exalting life should be our experience. On the one hand, we may speak of Christ's exalted life. On the other hand, of his exalting life. No matter which expression we use, in 2 verses 9 to 11, we have a life of exaltation. Such a life should also be part of the salvation worked out by us.